Welcome to the South Jordan City Planning Commission meeting. Today is Tuesday, March 10th. I am Brian Farnsworth. I am the Vice Chair of the Planning Commission, but today I will be conducting for training purposes. We have Chair Gedge here to my right, and he's here to give me advice and correct me if I go wrong. We also have Commissioner Hollis here with us. Commissioners Catmull and Harding are gone tonight. We wish them well, but we will see them next time. And then we do have a vacancy on the Planning Commission still. It is the at-large spot, and so maybe we can get an update on that a little bit later if there is one. Because there's only three of us tonight, all votes tonight must be unanimous for an item to pass. We would like to recognize staff who's here and for the time and effort they put into the work they do for the city and getting us ready for this meeting. And then thank you to any members of the public who might be here. The first item we have is item B, motion to approve the agenda. And I don't know if we need to, do we need to change the agenda at all to show that I conducted, or is it?
I was just going to make that change to the agenda that you are chairing. And so I would like to make a motion to approve this evening's agenda as published, modifying item A that Commission Vice Chair Farnsworth is conducting.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 That is unanimous, 3-0. Item C, approval of the minutes from the February 10th, 2026 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Are there any, if everyone's reviewed it, are there any changes or amendments needed?
No, I move that we approve them as published.
And I will second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. That passes 3-0 as well. Next up is item D, staff business. And so I will start on my left and see if we've got any business here tonight. Nothing. All right, it looks like we have no staff business. So moving right along, do any of us on the planning? Item E is comments from Planning Commission members. Do any of the commission members have anything they want to bring up tonight?
Our next meeting is the 24th. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm good.
I think it's worth noting that with only three of us, all items must be approved by all three of us to pass.
Yep.
And I don't have anything, so we will move on. We don't have any. Item F is summary action items. There are none tonight. Item G, action items. There are none tonight. And so that moves us right to item F, administrative public hearings. These are items where we are the final deciding body. We've got two of them tonight, and we'll start with item H1, the Daybreak Urban Center Plat 1 Amendment 2 Subdivision Amendment. The applicant is Larry H. Miller Real Estate, and we will hear first from city staff.
All right, thank you. Let me. Matt did tell me that I had to turn it on, so. And I totally forgot, so now there we go. Okay, the first application tonight is Daybreak Urban Center Plat 1, Amendment Number 2. The amendment encompasses, you can see where the location is, where the yellow is. That currently is two lots, and the amendment would be combining the lots together to make one lot. And it looked like this. This is what the original plat shows is. Two lots with a road going down the middle. The road is a private road, private street, so it doesn't require any vacating for right-of-way vacation. It's just going to be eliminated off the plat. The reason that they're doing this, combining the lots, is because the structure that's going to be built on it will cover both lots, all one building. That building, I understand, will include residences, apartments, also a lot of retail on the lower floors, and a parking structure within the building. The parking structure, I don't know if I put it in the staff report, but the parking structure will have enough. Have quite a few parking spaces that are going to be required for the building for the commercial uses, and they'll also have enough spaces in that structure to accommodate the apartments inside. And I think there's at least two spaces per unit inside there as well. And there'll also be other public parking as well as, and that the building, I would imagine, and they didn't explain it to me exactly why they put it all in one building, but I believe they didn't want to have a separate parking structure building because then it looks like a parking structure. And they've been able to combine the parking inside the buildings without the building actually looking like it's a parking structure, outdoor, you know, with, you can see cars and stuff like that. They're just completely enclosed. And so that's why the building is so large, because it includes the parking structure.
Is it in the center of the building, totally surrounded by?
Not all of it. No, there's some goes to the center, I believe, but most of it is on the north end.
Okay.
So that. Yeah, it's the on the lower floors, it's completely surrounded by commercial. So it goes around. But the apartments are on the south side generally. So, and inside there, I think there'll be some like open type space inside there as well that'll be on the ground. I'm not sure how that's going to work. We haven't seen an actual site plan for that yet. Staff is, so there has to be a good cause for approving an amendment. And I said, the combined mix of uses proposed for the future building will require a certain amount of parking that needs to be located on one site. And so this combining it into one building makes it combined on one site so that we, and it will meet all the standards and requirements for distance from the uses. So, and that's all. And staff recommends approval.
All right, thank you. I'll turn it to planning commission members. And I have a question. I noticed on the recorded plat, there are sidewalk easements on the north and west side, but it doesn't look like there are sidewalk easements on the amended plat.
Those are part of there. That's part of the, we are, well, I'll let the applicant explain maybe why, but we are doing currently, there is a right-of-way, vacation, but not for the road, but for easements, and because there's waterline easements that go through those, along that road, and there's a, I don't know how I can point to anything, maybe I can draw on it. I'm not sure, but the road that's, the existing road is also a public utility easement goes right through that road, so that has to be vacated as well, but not the road itself. But it is, so that's in process, and they won't be able to construct anything until that right-of-way, until the right-of-ways are vacated. And they're scheduled to be on the April, they were going to be on the March 17th meeting of the City Council, but they've canceled that meeting, and so they're on the April 7th. So,
any other questions for staff? All right, seeing none, we will see if the applicant has the applicants here tonight. Mr. Suarez, do you have anything you'd like to add to the staff report before we open public comment?
No.
Okay, in that case, we will open a public comment. If anyone is here to speak to this item, please step to the microphone and state your name and address, and you will have up to 3 minutes to make public comment. And public comment is now open.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. My name is Alex Thorne. My address is 11599 South, 3420 West. I come on behalf of myself and my development partner. We are inquiring about a piece of land located at approximately 10657 South, 1055 West. This is just down the street from the South Jordan Cemetery, and it is right next to residential agricultural land and a new townhouse development by DAI. And our idea for this is to put more density in the property. We were told that based on certain circumstances given by the city, the density has reached its maximum limit to allow a single family residential home. And based on the general plan of the city and in interest of the of the city. We are looking to put in more doors. We're looking to get maximum no more than four, but anything more than one is what we'd like to inquire about. We believe that we would put something that would match the character of the area and of the city. And again, being a native of the city, I understand this area and the importance of that agricultural land and that's nearby. And this is what we came to inquire about. And so I'm not looking for any specific decisions or approval today, but I wanted to pitch the idea that we wanted to bring into the city. And so if there are any specific departments or staff members you'd recommend that I speak about this with after the meeting, I'd be more than happy to have a discussion about it. And so that's what I came to talk about. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate you coming to speak with us. Your comment wasn't necessarily related to the item that we have before us, but I think we can connect you with someone on city staff. That would be a good place to start. Who would be best to connect him with?
Probably you'd want to talk to somebody in the planning department, preferably most likely the director of planning. His name is Brian Priest. So start with that. With him. And then he can give you probably some, basically, I guess, let you know what processes you'd have to go through to achieve this. It sounds like it would probably be rezoning of the property. And maybe a general plan amendment or something as well. I'm not sure exactly what would entail, but definitely probably a zoning change first, and then subdivision or whatever. Or if you're going to divide the property into more than one lot, it'd be a subdivision. If you're proposing multi units on one piece, then the zoning would have to be zoning that would allow multiple family. So
if you can't find his contact info on the website, you can hang out and we can help you afterwards.
I appreciate that, Mr. Priest.
His should be on there as well. I think his is on the website. But otherwise, you can call the city's main number. Not sure what that is anymore, but
it's 801-446-HELP, and okay. The switchboard will get you where you need to go.
And then just ask for him, and it'll patch you through to his office.
Perfect.
Very good, and he can help you with that process.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments regarding this item? Seeing none, I will close the public comment and bring it back to members of the Planning Commission to see if there are any additional questions.
Will we see the site plan for this, or is that something that's just reviewed internally to make sure it complies with the master development agreement?
Yes, site plans in Daybreak are reviewed by staff.
Okay. There's an image in our packet. It's page 16. Was the yellow box drawn a little bit off the actual boundaries? It looks like on two sides it includes the road. I just wanted to be clear what it covers. It's the aerial image that has the ballpark and the yellow line around the amendment site. It just doesn't seem like it quite lines up with all the other things we saw.
It looks like, it looks like something must have shifted when it got blown up on this, because even the streets are off. So in the process, when it was increased in size, because I think it was smaller than this, and so when they printed it, it might have moved it. But yes, it's off a little bit there. It should follow those streets, along Centerfield Drive and then Lake Avenue and Granville Avenue. So shove it. And then it's, I think it's called Park Line is the other one that's on the west.
Okay. And no concerns about eliminating that stretch of road?
Yeah, the road is, it's, we don't really have any concerns about that. It wasn't going to be, it's more narrow than some of the roads, so it wasn't going to be parked on either. It was just originally planned. I think they might have had plans for, you know, to close it off once in a while for events, but so that, but this building will cover it.
And I have no questions, but I have a comment. Just parking this area is very limited, I'll just say, with the stadium, the future growth that infill that will be going in there as well. So just want to be cognizant of that. I mean, looks like they'll be doing that. I mean, I envision it'll be something like the Gateway downtown where it's kind of under the building, but just with the event center, the library, the things we've approved across the street to the east recently as well, I'm just concerned about parking. And so just a recommendation to people who may be developing any future development agreements with properties in the city that may have been recently annexed, I would just hopefully site plan and those types of phases are the normal city process going to the Planning Commission or the City Council and just not done by city staff, so I'll leave it at that. And with that, Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion, please, if there's no further comments. Based on the staff report and the discussion this evening, I move that the Planning Commission approves file PLPLA 2025-00235, the Daybreak Urban Center Plat 1, Amendment Number 2.
I will second. I believe this requires a roll call vote.
Commissioner Gedge?
Aye.
Commissioner Farnsworth?
Yes.
And Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
The vote is unanimous. Congratulations on that one. The next item is also a Daybreak item. It's item H2, Daybreak Village 12B, Plat 4. The applicant is also Larry H. Miller Real Estate. And again, we will turn the time over to Mr. Schindler for the staff report.
Okay, yeah, this subdivision 12B Plat 4 is pretty far out west. In fact, it is as far west as you can go in Daybreak currently. At 7190 West is where Grey Ghost Drive is, and so from there to the west boundary is, as you can see, the west at there, right on the west boundary in this picture. And it is a subdivision that includes 50 residential lots, two park lots, and other right-of-way streets in there are some of them are public as well. It appears with the design that it's the residential lots would include 48 townhomes and two twin homes on that. Usually, if there's a little dotted lines in between the lot lines, that means there's a 1 foot on each side of the property as a drainage easement. So when there's none of those, then they're townhomes because they're touching each other. And then there's the two twin homes that are on the, I can't remember which. 240 and 241 seem to be twin homes. The rest are the townhomes. The applicant might be able to correct me if we're wrong. The gross density would be 13.4 units per acre. Net density at 21.6 per acre. It is in the in a village. It's designated area as village, which allows up to 25 units per acre. So it meets all the standards and requirements of the development agreement and our municipal code, so staff is recommending approval.
So since this is the edge of Daybreak, is that park lot just grass, landscaped area, kind of similar to what they've done along 118th?
Probably, and I think the way it's laid out, it's just, yeah, like it is on 118th, just a buffer from whatever happens on the other side. So,
and then it looks like there's a gap of land between where this parcel ends and where the future Bacchus alignment goes. Do we know what would be immediately west of this?
There hasn't been an application, but it's part of, let's see if I can, that That triangle area that it goes up to a point. It seems sort of the Bacchus Highway is coming down. I think, I'm not sure, but maybe it doesn't appear, that at least on there, on some maps that I've seen, that Bacchus Highway is going to be adjacent to it, but it's not going to be very much room. It'll probably just be open and nothing developed on it at all. It's like it is right now. Maybe the applicant has more information about that, or maybe Jeremy has some information.
There's going to be a bit of, right now UDOT's planning some buffer space on the east side of Bacchus Highway. There will be a buffer space there for a future overhead power line and a trail easement. I was just trying to find, there's some old drawings I have from UDOT that shows the width of that. I want to say it was like 30 to 50 feet wide is that width.
All right, any other questions for staff? All right, we appreciate the report.
All right.
We have our applicant here. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to the staff report tonight? If so, step to the microphone.
Good evening. Yeah, the idea is just, since Bacchus Highway there, if you drive over there, they're already working on it and trying to. They're really close to daybreak, so we don't want to, when people start using Bacchus Highway, to look a desert. So we want to start. There's two more plats that we want to try to bring this year as well, a little bit north of the one that we just saw. So that's kind of the idea why we're so far west of what we have been doing lately. So that's the comment. And just for the parking, that is one of our concerns as well. Greg is pushes back really hard, so he does that really well. So we and this is one of our concerns. That garage will be around 700 to 800 stalls. So we don't want to keep that large parking lot there forever, because that's land that we can develop in the future as well. So yeah, that's one of our concerns.
And I know
so.
It's not pertinent to this app, but just a quick question on that. Would that be any public parking for any of the events that are located?
Correct. Okay. Yes, that's the idea as well. So yeah, so, thank you. Any questions?
No additional.
Thank you. State
appreciate
name
it
for the record.
Yes, Wagner Swatis, land development for Larry H. Miller.
Thanks. All right. With that, we will open public comment. So, if anyone is here to make a comment on this item, please step to the microphone and state your name and address, and you will have up to 3 minutes to make comment. With that, public comment is open. Okay, seeing none, I will close public comment and bring it back to the Planning Commission to see if there is any discussion.
Yeah, I actually had a question, I don't know if Jeremy can answer this, but since this will be on the far western limits of Daybreak and of the current city, are there any concerns with city services, trash, utilities, fire, other public safety? I know one of our recent meetings, we approved a fire station further west there. There's a new one by the ball field, but are there any concerns as this is the kind of the first one that's far out there next to Bacchus, any concerns by putting in 50 homes while, kind of on an island right now? Eventually it will be built out, but it'll be a kind of an island temporarily until it gets filled in.
No, the city doesn't have any concerns at this point. We are in the next fire station is in the works. We're trying to get that funded. That'll be very close to this area, but Fire Station 64 is just down the road on Lake Ave, so it's still very close.
And as you mentioned, that little triangle piece between Bacchus and the future Mount View, any concern with that being an open space? We'll have fire coverage as well, but I guess there wouldn't be any concerns with wild. There were several fires today locally, and so just any concerns. I mean, we'll have fire protection in the future, but. Will we have any requirements for like types of grass or coverage or I don't think we do, and I don't think there's going to be any concern, but I just want on the record.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any like vegetation restrictions for fire hazard. I'm not aware of anything like that. I know the fire department is very they're really watching South Jordan and making sure that they have equipment that could support, you know, the like the new annex land being up next to the foothills and everything. And I know they've purchased additional equipment so they can adequately support that. But yeah, that's okay. That's all I know. Okay.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Anything else? With nothing else, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion, please. Based on our staff report and discussion this evening, I move that the Planning Commission approves file number PLPP 2025-00250, the Daybreak Village 12B Plat 4 Preliminary Subdivision.
I can second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. This requires a roll call vote. Ms. Valdez.
Commissioner Getch?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollist?
Yes.
And Commissioner Farnsworth?
Yes. All right, that passes 3-0. We wish Larry H. Miller Real Estate luck with that development as well. And with that, that closes our administrative public hearings. We have no legislative public hearings tonight, so that brings us to other business. And so just a couple of questions. The legislative session, I think, is done now. Is there anything that you feel like we need to be aware of at this point that came from the legislative session? Loaded question.
I don't know if for sure, but our attorney probably knows more.
Well, we're still digesting. There was passed, and I'm trying to review it, the Senate Bill 284 was passed at the last minute, and our friend Steve Schaefermeyer, who now works up there in the state legislative department, was the primary drafter of that change. But it addresses a lot of things in LUDMA, the Land Use Development Management Act, and including some changes that we're going to have to figure out with the Planning Commission, some changes that may affect what comes before the Planning Commission and what doesn't. There's a number of other changes regarding exactions, and it looks like, I mean, it's a long bill, and there's a lot of red lines in it where the changes have occurred. And so I read it for the first time yesterday, and first thing I said to myself is, I need to read this again. And so as we work through that, we'll do it. It goes into effect in late May. But if you want to get a preview, I think you might want to just take a peek at it.
We appreciate that. I appreciate the update, and I know you'll communicate with us if there's anything else that we need to be aware of. For our next meeting in 2 weeks, I think that would be, 14 to the 24th. Are there any items on the agenda for that night?
Yes, currently there are two items on that agenda, both administrative. So far, no legislative items have been put on.
Good. Any barns, or I think there's an event center
Let me take a look again.
I know there's an event center. So I may have to recuse myself from one of the items if it's what I think it is, or at least make a statement. So
it's a barn.
It's not a barn.
Right.
But it's an event center.
Is there drive-through?
Let's see. For the next meeting, we have a reception center on 1188 West, 104th South. It's up near the Hindu temple property, just kind of east of it on 104th. And 104th is the kind of, mostly it's a dirt road, but not right. It's paved where this is going to be, but the rest of it's. And then the other one, looks to me like they're both the same thing.
Uh-huh.
A conditional use permit and a site plan. It could be run as one item, but right now it looks like it says two on this. But that's the only one or two items we have.
Since we have some time and before our next meeting, I know you referenced the 104 South. There is a dirt road, and I believe I'm being told that there is a concrete barrier, not a fire gate, preventing access to the dirt road. Is that typical city process to allow a concrete barricade for a secondary access? Because how would someone be able to secondarily access that with a concrete barricade? And was that approved? I may have referenced your name to reach out to the applicant. I don't know if that happened, but just while we have a few extra minutes here, I just don't know, because to prepare ourselves for future items that might have, in the past we've done like fire gates and I have to have secondary accesses, and we've approved, it was referenced, the Indian Temple enhancements there, and that was the secondary access. But if it's blocked, have we made a safety issue, I guess, in that area? And we don't have any answer now, but just I'm
no,
giving.
At this point, yeah, I'm not aware of that concrete barrier. I need to look at it.
Yeah. Okay. And I haven't physically, this could be hearsay from a future applicant. So, I just don't know the process, just as we are considering that. And then I don't know if that'd be a code enforcement item or some other mechanism to make sure that whatever we as a commission approve is actually in place. So that's all I had. Sorry to take over on that one.
All right, anything else from anyone else? Then I will, do I entertain a motion that we adjourn?
You say,
or do I just say?
I move we adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Yep. There we go. Quick meeting.